we are, second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Yeah, talking about some health concerns here on this episode. Did we still have Dave on the line?
Oh, or did looks like he dropped.
He dropped? Okay, yeah, he finished. So. All right. Well, that's no biggie. I really want to, continue down this subject. So, literally, I was just, I'm baffled. I'm really baffled because of the psyops that we're being put through as far as our health is concerned. We want to talk about how well we're being lied to. It is, oh my God. It is so appalling. I'm seeing commercials everywhere for, get this, nicotine-free dip, nicotine-free cigarettes, nicotine-free, everybody. You might be thinking, well, what's wrong with that? Well, before that, to quit, there's supposed to be this whole campaign to quit tobacco. Now it's no longer quit tobacco, it's quit nicotine. Tobacco, smoking the tobacco and all the chemicals in it is what gives you cancer. The nicotine in itself is just one chemical out of over 200 chemicals that are in the tobacco products today. The nicotine is simply there to keep you addicted. It takes part of the brain that deals with addiction. That's what nicotine interacts with. So the whole fight cancer, you know, quit smoking. Okay, well, if you can't quit smoking, well, the only reason why you're really smoking is because you're addicted to the nicotine. You're addicted to the nicotine. So here's gum, nicotine gum. Here are the nicotine patches, right? So why? Why? I had a lady call the show, I think it was about maybe like a month ago, talking about how nicotine blocks the COVID spikes that would go into your brain, would go into your cells. Okay, are you guys following me here? Because I definitely picked up on the fact that they no longer want to market menthol cigarettes to the black population, because menthol is a healthy thing. It actually opens up your lungs so that you breathe better. What does COVID do? It fills your lungs with mucus so you can't breathe. Literally, menthol would be a medicine used to make you breathe better. Menthol is put into the cigarettes, first off, so that you get more of it into your lungs. You get more of the cigarette smoke into your lungs. It opens up your lungs so that you get addicted quicker. So, the ban on flavored cigarettes and nicotine cigarettes happened when? 2 months before COVID. Now, I want to, I don't, Mike, I want to see if you're actually able to play these videos because they're on these weird websites here. Let me get you this one, and you can tell me whether it's playable or not. But Biden. Okay, first off, let me actually. This is the thing that's really gonna get you, all right? And I have it right here. This is straight from the government, okay? Straight from clinicaltrials.gov. And the date first posted, okay? October 12th, 2020. Last updated, February 17th, 2021. This is a study. Efficacy of nicotine in preventing COVID-19 infection. This is what this lady, I believe it was Lynn, was the caller. I'm not sure. I had a caller bring this to my attention. Maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. And here it is. Here's the study details. The brief summary. The coronavirus disease, COVID-19 epidemic, represents a major therapeutic challenge. The highly contagious severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus and the long duration of the disease have led to a massive influx of patients admitted in health services and intensive care units. Okay, according to current knowledge, there are no treatments that prevent the spread of the infection, especially in exposed populations, or the disease progression to a severe form. It's telling you right there that the vaccines are BS. It's telling you there, right? This is clinicaltrials.gov. It's telling you that the vaccines, the jab is ineffective. But that's not why I'm reading this. The next part says daily active smokers are infrequent amongst outpatients or hospitalized patients with COVID-19. Several arguments suggest that nicotine is responsible for the protective effects via the nicotinic acetylcholine receptor. Hope I said that correctly. Nicotine may inhibit the penetration and spread of the virus and may have a prophylactic effect in COVID-19 infections. This is straight from, once again, clinicaltrials.gov. This is a NIH website variant. So this is effectively telling you that, nicotine is blocks the infections. It acts as a preventative measure. Nicotine. We're not talking about tobacco here. We're not talking about the other 199 chemicals in the cigarettes. Let's put this all together now. Let's put this all together. 2 months before the COVID-19 outbreak happens, they want to put a ban on flavored cigarettes, especially menthol. Forcing a lot of people to quit smoking effectively. Now, we have Brandon, the gas machine, on the next part of that campaign. Can you go ahead and play that, Mike?
If you've taken a menthol cough drop, you probably noticed a minty flavor and a cool numbing sensation in the back of your throat. That feeling is similar to the one you get from smoking these, menthol cigarettes. And it's part of why the Biden administration is trying to prevent them from being sold.
Health officials say that menthol cigarettes are more appealing to young people because the menthol eases the throat irritation that you experience when you first try a cigarette.
Aside from regular tobacco, menthols are currently the only flavor of cigarette allowed on the market. And they're popular. 43% of smokers in the U.S. used menthols in 2020. Here's why the FDA wants to ban them from being sold and distributed in the U.S., and why the move is being opposed by some Black community leaders. Menthol, a compound that occurs naturally in mint plants, triggers the same receptors we use to sense cold, which creates that numb, chilling sensation. Menthol brands like Newport, the most popular menthol in the U.S., emphasize the flavor in their older marketing.
Smoother Newport, fresher Newport, smoother, more refreshing cigarette.
But the FDA says that in addition to reducing the harshness of smoking, menthol also makes it harder to quit.
Menthol interacts with nicotine in the brain to enhance nicotine's addictive effects, according to the FDA, making menthol cigarettes even more addictive than regular cigarettes. So they start kids younger and then they keep them hooked for a lifetime, U.S. officials say.
The biggest U.S. tobacco companies have rejected the FDA's findings.
They say that menthol cigarettes don't have any different health effect than a regular cigarette.
Despite this, the FDA got White House support to move forward on the ban last year as part of the Biden administration's Cancer Moonshot Initiative, which aims to reduce the cancer death rate by at least 50% over the next 25 years.
The rules announced today would enforce regulations related to what stores sell and what companies manufacture and distribute.
A recent study projected that a ban on menthol cigarettes would prompt an estimated 1.3 million U.S. smokers to quit. The FDA says that menthol smoking disproportionately impacts youth and young adults. In 2019, researchers estimated that more than 1 million U.S. middle and high school students had smoked a cigarette in the last month. Of those, about 47% reported smoking a menthol. The flavor is also popular among Black smokers.
For decades, cigarette companies have marketed menthol brands like Newport, Kool, and Salem to Black people, distributing free packs in Black neighborhoods and running magazine and billboard ads depicting carefree Black smokers.
Black smokers are more likely to use menthols. They also die at higher rates of smoking-related cancers than other groups, according to the CDC. And U.S. health officials say the ban would help address those disparities. The NAACP has been in support of the ban, saying that the targeting and marketing of menthol flavoring by the tobacco industry have had a devastating impact on our community. But others think the ban could present problems. Reynolds American, which makes Newport, has given money to prominent Black community leaders who have opposed the ban, like Reverend Al Sharpton and civil rights attorney Ben Crump. Crump says he's accepted money from Reynolds for things like scholarships for Black youth, but the money has not influenced his opinion. Sharpton did not reply to request for comment. They and groups like the ACLU and members of the Congressional Black Caucus have expressed concerns that the ban will disproportionately impact people of color.
They have argued that menthol bans would lead to racial profiling by police and expand the illicit market for cigarettes.
In a statement to the Wall Street Journal, Reynolds said, "It's important to note that we do not make contributions conditional upon organizations maintaining a particular position." The Biden administration has said that enforcement of a ban would target manufacturers and sellers.
This is not about going after individuals smoking menthol cigarettes. This is about manufacturers and people who are selling them.
Tobacco companies could lose significant profits if the ban is enforced.
They already have been grappling with declining smoking rates in the U.S., and they are racing to develop and market alternative products like e-cigarettes, nicotine pouches, lozenges, and other alternatives in the hopes that smokers will switch over to those.
Even as smoking declines, menthols remain a huge part of the cigarette market. They account for about a third of all cigarettes sold in the U.S. British American Tobacco, which makes Reynolds American, and Altria, which makes Marlboro, are the top menthol makers in the U.S. Menthol makes up roughly 30% of British American Tobacco's global profits. Altria said in a statement that it believes harm reduction, not prohibition, is the better path forward. Reynolds and Altria have hinted that they may sue if the ban goes into effect.
Litigation could tie this up for years. So even if the FDA moved forward and set an effective date of, you know, let's say 2024, once that ban were implemented, then the cigarette companies would likely sue and hold it up further.
The FDA will hear public comments on its proposed rule.
It's going on too long. Okay, so here we are in the future. Okay, that's an old clip. Here we are into the future. And, of course, these things got banned. Are there lawsuits? No. These tobacco companies were told, shut the hell up. Okay? There's not any lawsuits as far as I understand. So, the next... It's pretty obvious. There is a huge red flag anytime the government wants to do something for the black community. It's a two-faced plan. It's the handshake and a knife in the back. For years, menthol cigarettes marketed to the black population. As you just heard, there are more deaths amongst the black people with the cigarettes than anybody else. Why? Because the menthol, helps you breathe in more smoke. You die faster. Yet, this has been this way for, maybe 70 years? But now, all of a sudden, the government cares about black people. All of a sudden, we have to protect the black people now. And menthol cigarettes. Yeah, and so they're pushing the jab. And, you know, just like the caller had asked earlier, you know, what is the deal with the government and their campaign on getting black people on the jab? Well, if black people aren't getting sick because of the coronavirus, their entire narrative would have collapsed in on itself much faster than it already did. Okay? That's your primary. When you talk about a shot that manipulates DNA, I'm sorry, I definitely most not going to trust the establishment. Government, the medical industry, I'm not trusting any of these people. But again, has nicotine killed anybody? What about the other 199 chemicals put into the cigarettes that would kill people? If they're really after cancer, if they're really after cancer and cigarette-related deaths, why not take out the other 199 substances? No, only nicotine is being targeted. I'm going to read you the key points here. Yeah, the Biden administration plans to propose a rule to establish a maximum nicotine level in cigarettes and other finished tobacco products in an attempt to make them less addictive. The White House Budget Office says the rule, expected in May 2023, would be designed with the goal of making it easier for tobacco users to quit and help prevent youth becoming regular smokers, according to a document released by the White House. The proposal comes as the Biden administration doubles down on fighting cancer-related deaths. Listen, it doesn't take a conspiracy theorist to see that the math, well, you can see the math actually works in our favor to figure out what's going on. Well, you want to help prevent the youth from getting addicted to cigarettes and becoming regular smokers? Why? Because you don't want them to have... the children are already gathering herd immunity from COVID. So if you're young and you're smoking, that is going to nullify their big agenda of vaccine the youth, putting the vaccine into your babies. Because this is all about gene therapy. This is all about gene manipulation. This is about control of the population. If there are no outbreaks or any cases at all in the youth, again, their big agenda crumbles. Why is nobody asking the president at these conferences, at these meetings there in the White House, why not get rid of all the other chemicals and the tobacco that's causing the deaths? It's not the tobacco itself. The tobacco itself, you know, Native Americans had been smoking forever. Even in Europe, tobacco has been a commodity amongst humans for a long time. Tobacco didn't get deadly until an industry was made to make everything so addictive and toxic. Take out the chemicals. I'm not advocating people smoke menthol cigarettes or anything like that, but what I am going to advocate is keep a bottle of nicotine on tap and enjoy your menthol. Get menthol breath treatments, vape, menthol, some kind. There are, in fact, menthol treatments. There's menthol things that you can burn. There's ways to get menthol into your lungs. I would suggest that you do that, and because nicotine in itself has never killed anybody. It's not that toxic of a chemical. I don't think there's any long-term effects of it other than you wanting more of it. So the agenda is clear, people. The government does not care about your health. It's just the opposite. If they cannot control you, they want you dead. And they'll carry out whatever plans that they think that people aren't going to figure out. Yeah, you know what? Let's get back to the phone lines, shall we? We can also... Well, actually, we have another break coming up here. I keep losing fuel in my rants a minute before for the breaks. But no, I really want you guys to look this up. It's not too hard to figure out. I really want... I mean, there's so many pages on this, actually. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. We're going to take this break, guys. We'll be right back.
truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Break, and we're going to go ahead and hit back onto the phone lines. We should start off with line one, Missouri. Rhonda?
Rhonda, yeah, hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing okay. You got a question
or
comment for us?
So you're talking about cigarettes, right? Menthol cigarettes? Now I stopped eating gluten and all forms of like grains like back in 2012. I don't do corn or anything like that. But when I was researching all the grains, I came across an article that they recently, I mean, I don't know when, because, but they started adding high fructose corn syrup to cigarettes. Are you aware?
I'm sorry, repeat that last
Okay,
sentence.
So the tobacco industry started adding high fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn
to
syrup.
Tobacco.
Okay. That is super carcinogenic.
It should be avoided like the plague. High fructose corn syrup in food, and then you find out that it's, I don't know how many cigarettes it's in, but I saw an article that said they started adding high fructose corn syrup to cigarettes. Now, I will say, it's probably GMO'd, which is horrible for your health.
Of course.
Yeah. So I saw a documentary several years back talking about, I don't even know. I mean, it was an article about how Hispanics are prone to diabetes, and high fructose corn syrup kind of adds to that complexity,
absolutely,
if you will.
Absolutely.
And then you add, and I don't even know if people look at what they're smoking, but then you add that ingredient into cigarettes, and it's a double dose of death. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if people are going to smoke, they should look at the ingredients, and I agree, there's all sorts of chemicals in that garbage, you know what I mean? There's, like, I mean, I don't even know, but I just remember watching a documentary about, you know, mostly soda, high fructose corn syrup and soda, and then people getting diabetes and dying.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if you were aware of that ingredient, because, you know, menthol in itself, I don't think, is dangerous. But when you start, people really need to start looking at what they're putting into their body.
Absolutely.
You know, regarding food and obviously, apparently, cigarettes, because, like I said, when I did a search for high fructose corn syrup to, you know, avoid it at all costs. You know, now Heinz will, now they're starting to advertise Heinz ketchup, which I don't buy, is having no high fructose corn syrup. So, which is, I think the whole thing is even more deadly when you add the GMO, position into that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Did you know that they add that?
I did not. Well, there are parts of the brain, now that I'm thinking about it, if you add in fructose syrup, I mean, of course, that's hitting that part of your brain that craves sweets, or if you make you want to have sweets.
Yeah, probably some sort of dopamine hit or something.
yeah, it's to either get that craving going, or to, I mean, because I know something that goes along with cigarette smoking is overeating. You know, you have those people that they have a meal, then they have to have a cigarette. You know, they have a beer, they have to have a cigarette. And so it's one of those things. And also, on the other side of it, like I just said, it burning sugar.
Exactly.
Is super carcinogenic.
Are you kidding me right now? I mean, like you said, I mean, really, the government is looking out for my best interest? I don't think so. So people, like I said before, they really should be aware of what I mean, I guess I remember listening to Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She had a broadcast on, and she left the network before John Stantmiller died. But you know, she was a health advocate, and she actually said, if you're trying to quit smoking, smoke. I remember saying, smoke, what is it, American Spirit, organic tobacco, menthol, and nothing else. Okay, so just, you know, and how is it, B, that, what is it about, you know, you played something, and I was like, how is that targeting African Americans? Why is that? I mean, I don't know that that's the case. I think,
most definitely,
again, people should be looking at the ingredients that they of every food, and if they smoke, the ingredients
If you're talking about food, I mean, if you're on the lower end of the spectrum of the economic situation we have, you don't have that luxury. You're going to buy what you can afford. And unfortunately, what you can afford is going to be nothing but crap.
Well, that's true. But, you know, if you grow your own vegetables, I have a garden, and you, I was just telling my brother-in-law this evening, I said, you know, I went to the grocery store, and, I mean, gosh, a box of bone broth is like $8.29. And I said, well, I guess I'm just going to have to figure out how to eat healthy and less expensive, and I can do it. I will do it. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can do
I preach that all the time. If everybody had their own garden, you know, and giving to, I would actually suggest giving to a food bank. Every neighborhood should have some food bank. Growing gardens, you know, processing food, canning them, and just doing that every year. If we come across a recess or you know, some sort of famine, you have backup reserves that can be put back out to the community.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the government won't let you do that. I know the government made my grandmother, who in Miami, Florida, made her chop down her lemon tree and her lime tree. I used to climb in those things. You know, I used to sit in those things
What was the pretense for that? Why did they make her do that?
I cannot tell you. I don't know exactly. It had something to do with zoning or something like that. I was too small to actually get what was.
That's ridiculous.
You know,
said. I mean,
but my dad was furious because, you know, my grandma, she's small, she's sweet, she just, you know, doesn't cause any problems, and she did what she was told. My dad was furious. He was quite mad. He said had he known, he would have fought these people at the county and told them to go F themselves. Which, as, of course, if I was old enough at the time, if I could put myself back through time in that situation, I definitely would have fought my grandma's trees. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff they will do to people. You know, pay this fine if you don't get rid of these trees. You know, and they will arrest people who try to have gardens. That's why we need to have a serious reform. It's not just a political thing, it's a social thing. If everybody starts doing it, you know, then what can they do?
Right. I would have fought back too. I mean, I understand your grandma, you know, probably going, okay, well, I guess that breaks the rules, so I'll, you know, whatever, get rid of it. But I don't see how it could be hurting anybody. I mean, it's in Florida especially. I mean, I'm sure it was pretty cool. But I would have, I don't, how long ago was that?
See, I was 9 years old, so that was about 27 years ago, 28 years
and
ago.
They were that strict on growing, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it in their backyard, a front yard? Or,
backyard.
A backyard? I would have thought it would have been the front yard, and it might have been offending somebody, but that surprises me that in Florida 27 years ago, amazing, that would be an issue. But either way, back to the cigarettes, like I said when I was doing research, high fructose corn syrup, you know, I don't know what brands, because I didn't really research brands of cigarettes. I was looking at food. But, yeah, people should look at what they're smoking. High fructose corn syrup is the devil, if you will. I mean, it's just so bad for you. You know, I told you about the documentary I watched with the Mexicans and their problems with diabetes. So there's a question, V. Why would they put that into cigarettes? To kill people.
Yeah.
But either way.
It can't be. It's an addiction. It's that slow kill that gets me. It's you're going to pay all your money and then just to be killed. That's like, you know, just shoot me and take my wallet. Just go ahead. That's the agenda anyways.
I would just recommend that anybody that... smoking right now, that they look at whatever they're smoking and find out what's in it and avoid that one like the plague, because anything modified like that is not good for your body. Do all natural. I mean, if you're going to smoke all natural, least chemicals possible. Like I said, Dr. Jennifer Daniels said switch to American Spirits and then quit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well,
so,
yeah.
There you go.
I mean, people, there are menthol inhalers,
mm-hmm.
You know, and there's nicotine gum. I'm not telling people go out and get cigarettes. That's not my message. But
well,
you can kind of see where we're going. So now you can prepare.
Vicks VapoRub is menthol. Are they going to pull that off the shelf? Vicks VapoRub is menthol. And mind you, it's a petroleum pot product, which isn't good. But still, I mean, come on. I mean, I see some hypocritical, what do you call it? They're going to be hypocritical about this one, because I guarantee you, I don't think Vicks VapoRub will be pulled from the shelves because it is mentholatum or whatever they call it. You know what I mean? It's not the menthol. It's you know, that's ridiculous. There's another agenda going on, in my opinion. Just saying.
There's always multiple things going on for every PSYOP.
Right.
For sure.
Okay.
But hey, Rhonda, thank you for calling in. You're very smart and very fluent there. Please call again.
Thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's get to 9000 over here. Line 3, Florida, go ahead.
Yeah, I had to call in on this because right before the COVID thing happened, there was a... they had a vapor kind of thing going on where these kids were, you remember, the kids were smoking out of vape pens, they said, and they had all this, a big vape pen scare, and they were going to quit having vape pens because some kid smoked a marijuana pen and got something on his lungs, popcorn lung or something. Then right after that, they had the menthol thing, and then it wasn't very long after that, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a month, then the COVID thing come. And I was thinking right when it come, just something told me there's something funny, exactly what you're saying. Why are they targeting people? Why are they trying to, they're not out to help us. I was telling my girlfriend that. That's kind of like a theory. You know, maybe something to do with the menthol, the mint, might keep you from contracting this thing they got going around. I grow mint out here in my garden. Every now and then we'll get some, make tea out of it. But mint, yeah, maybe mint, you know, it's a it's an antibacterial, anti-whatever, you know. I mean, it's got properties just like oil of oregano and things like that, you know. You can, it's an essential oil, right? I mean, mint. Everybody likes mint. I think Chinese people drink it. I drink it every now and then. We make a little tea every now and then in the wintertime. But maybe there, I know, maybe there's a connection there. Never know, because it was awful funny. That was really bizarre. I remember seeing that on TV, too. All of a sudden, they care about what you're smoking? Get out of here. There's something to this, you know?
Absolutely. Always something to something. They're not just going to do things for any reason and spend billions and billions just for no reason. So it's always something that we need to look at and research and be aware of.
You know, I'm not really into TikTok or anything. I don't have it anymore. But I scrolled through one time, and there was a lady saying that, and it made the hair on my arm stand. I'm like, wow, I was thinking the same thing. Maybe just something to do with menthol or mint. They don't want you having that for some reason because it might, you know, reflect this or deflect this spike protein or whatever. Or, you know, I don't, just a theory, you know. I'm actually, like I told you before, I actually believe in the shedding thing because I'm seeing it. I'm seeing people sick all summer. My girlfriend's been sick two or three times. She works in a nursery around a lot of kids. Kids are always sick. Parents are always sick. They're all jabbed up. Oh, you don't know who's jabbed. You don't know who's jabbed up anymore. I got friends who are jabbed up, and I get around them sometimes, and I don't feel so good at the end of the day. I'm serious. And this one bar I play at, every time I come back from there, I got a fever, and I have to eat. I've ate a tube of ivermectin already, and I don't know. I don't test myself for anything because I'm not sticking nothing up my nose because I don't know what the hell is in that. I don't trust that either. So I'll make a sandwich, and I feel great, you know. And last weekend I played at this bar we go to, and every time we come out of there, it's a nice place. It's like my girlfriend was sick; she had the chills. Now she's got a cough again. And I don't know. There's definitely something floating around, man. And then the chemtrail, and it never stops here. We still don't get a lot of rain here either. Can you hear me? Are you still on there?
Well, yes, I'm listening.
Oh, I'm just rambling on. But
oh, I'm listening.
Yeah.
And you're not, and for the places that are heavy with the chemtrailing. I mean, we've seen the wildfires happening in California, right?
I haven't been keeping up on that, but there's always fires going there. I've seen some directed energy weapon videos back a few years ago that was pretty mind-blowing.
Yep.
Cut a house in half, and the other part of the house, no trees in the yard are burnt, and then the toilet melted, porcelain don't melt, or whatever, the counter melted, and marble don't melt. I mean, come on, what the hell was that? What, no fire, man. But, I don't know.
I lived like 20 miles from there in Oroville when they started slicing up paradise with the dirt to energy weapons. Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen some weird...
I was literally there. I used to go through that neighborhood, that town, and look at houses because I always wanted a house there. And, that's changed. I don't want to live there anymore. And it kind of makes me wonder why that spot, why did they use the directed energy weapons on that spot? Why, you know, did somebody escape with some classified information? They need to burn down something? Did somebody have a biological weapon that they were going to release? Because that was seriously a control burn. Did some aliens land there? Yeah. They want to keep a secret? I know what happened. I just don't know why.
All I know is I've seen the videos, which, you know, anything can manipulate anybody, but it looked too real. I mean, some of the videos I've seen where it was like a railing, and the metal was melted around a railing around this road, and the wood was still there. What the hell did that? It was some really weird things that happened with that. I was watching that, yeah. Well, there's some theories about that, the whole 9/11 thing, too, so I don't know. And there's no doubt in my mind they've got all that technology, but they're probably a place, any place is good as any for them. They don't give a what they nuke or whatever they fry. They don't care. Experimenting on us.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, everything's always an experiment, for sure. They love that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you got any more callers, well, you know, time's almost up now. Show's over. They're not, it's about over with now.
Yeah,
you got about six more minutes.
Yeah. We actually are coming to a close here. I mean, it's...
Well, I don't know.
The aspect of what will happen, I think that's their favorite thing, you know? How messed up is this person going to turn out? How bad is this situation going to turn out? And it's just gambling. I think there's some aspect of gambling with this. They know
maybe
it's going
to mess up. Maybe they're trying to get a reaction out of people to see how people would react to something like this.
A lot of that's psychological. Yeah, that actually helps craft psychological warfare in the future.
Don't have the attention span. People don't have much of attention span anymore. I mean, you know, there could be, you know, like say a mass shooting or something over here, and then, you know, like the whole Vegas thing blew my mind. I still go back to that shooting there. A guy shot 100 people or something, and shot up a concert and all this, and then it just goes away. You know, no more investigation on it. The guy was a millionaire. First of all, millionaires don't do stuff like that. They sit down on yachts. I thought. I don't know. And he had CIA connections and all this other stuff. And yeah. I mean, that was really probably, you know, part of the thing was, you know, the whole agenda to try to get weapons, but it was also to see how people react. I think they do that. They toy with us. Like an ant bed or something, you know? Like we're a bunch of little, I don't know. You see it. You know what I'm talking about. Well, you've been through it. We've talked about
it. Been, yeah, exactly. Been through it, my friend.
Right.
Well, yeah, I want to thank you for calling. Yeah, we've run out of time, as always. Oh, man, I could almost do this all day sometimes. But thank you for calling
in. My buddy Charlie Giuliani is going to be on Adam Green Monday night at 7 o'clock. He'll have a stream on BitChute. You got to check him out. Charlie Giuliani, he's pretty cool. You'll like him.
All right. Cool.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Yes, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and remember, in the land of surveillance, the man of third eye is king. So please educate yourself.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of their women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And they get the green light from Mom.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.